prices your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Today is May 20th, Be a Millionaire Day. It's the day to ask the question, who wants to be a millionaire? No need for a lifeline on this one. It's everyone. And that's my final answer. Have a prosperous Be a Millionaire Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox at 5, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Senate Democrats and Republicans sparring over a $3 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Republican leader rejected legislation from the House of Representatives before the bill was even drafted. A knee-jerk partisan response at a time when we should be working together.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy told the Senate Banking Committee $3 trillion in emergency spending could be the end of it.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. About 10,000 people evacuating flooded communities in central Michigan after rapidly rising waters caused a pair of dams to fail.
Experts are describing this as a 500-year event. It's going to have a major impact on this community and on our state for the time to come.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer warns the city of Midland could end up under about 9 feet of water. America is listening to Fox News.
We're screaming toward the weekend.
Yes. This weekend is the unofficial start of summer.
Get away this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
Memorial Day Celethon.
We're going to turn this party around because I was born to be wild.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
We're all
going to
be in bikinis.
Born to be wild.
Tell me if I should play golf this weekend.
Fantastic.
I feel like a new man.
Isn't that a damn good reason to live it up today?
Born to be wild.
Let's get this party started.
Sure.
Holiday weekend.
Fantastic.
Let the party begin.
Yeah.
Let's go back to little Chucky Schumer there. Partisan politics, yeah, but not ours, yours, idiot. If it's a matter of a relief bill that is strictly about small business loans, additional unemployment. First of all, part of the problem is, on Fox this morning, they had a graphic up there. People on unemployment through this, thanks to the relief bills and stuff, were collecting over $1,000 a week.
Happy hour. Okay.
They were making $55,000 doing nothing. That's not exactly an incentive to go back to work, you know, when your job doesn't pay what you were getting for doing nothing. I don't begrudge people getting the help, but it was supposed to be temporary. Secondly, if you're going to do another stimulus bill, it's got to be money and money only. The reason you're, it's like Representative Kennedy was quoted on that Fox newscast, said, I'm sorry, but I can't stick my head far enough up my ass to see what they see, to believe what they do, because it's mail-in vote. What does that have to do with it? That's nuts. Election day always falls in the colds and flu season. It's all about ballot harvesting, and that's how they flipped 8 seats in California. Why? Because ballots can be mailed in with it for 10 days after the election's over, which means they know how many they have to cheat to win. And they were able to flip 8 seats in 2018 doing that. In this most recent election, the Democrat conceded to the Republican because the margin was one I guess they felt they couldn't make up. I don't know. Or, oh, we'll let him have the seat. But that's the kind of crap that's in that bill. It's always, you know, illegal immigration, all this other crap. It has nothing to do with helping people who have been hurt by the virus and the business shutdowns and all the rest that goes with it. They never stop. They are, you got to give them credit, they are like herpes. You can't get rid of them. Our problem is things get good and we take our eye off the ball, and the next thing you know, we're looking at this. Can't let this happen. Cannot let them get back into power. By the way, did I see something about Joe, old Joe, today? He doesn't seem to be sure what century it is. Where did I find that? I want to play it because I just want to hear it for laughs. If you'll just bear with me while I go. I have 5,000 tabs open on the computer. Here it is. I found it. This is our next president.
The idea that you go through the 20th century without with just 12 years of education of the 21st century.
Oh. Yeah, he did catch up to it. He did figure out what century it was. So, my humble apologies.
Sorry.
507, this is a great time to get a deal on a car. Go to Yahoo Finance. Just Google it. The manufacturers, and here in Montgomery, the Jack Ingram family of stores have deals that just aren't going to be there much longer. Maybe not even past Memorial Weekend. So if you're in town and you've been thinking about it, you've got everything to gain and nothing to lose by at least checking it out. For example, at Nissan, 6 months delayed payments. That sounds nice. And 0% over 72 months on a new Nissan for well-qualified buyers. I like that. I might go look this weekend. I'm going to have free time. I may as well do something constructive, right?
Right.
And my friend Marianne is going over to see Tip and the guys at the Signature Used Car Lot, where they have very thoroughly vetted vehicles that are available in prices from under $5,000 to over $25,000, depending on what you're interested in. Many cars that still have warranty miles left. And you can upgrade there without upping your payment. They've done that for me 6 times now. They're really, really good at what they do. Volkswagen, by the way, they have select products available with 4 months delayed payment, 72 months, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. And if you go to jackingram.com, click all the stores, because Audi and Volvo and Mercedes, they're all looking to sell you a great car on the most favorable terms you're likely to see for some time to come. You can start your visit at jackingram.com, have a completely contactless experience through the Ingram Concierge Service, do all the paperwork online, documents delivered to your door. If you don't want to see anybody, you don't have to, but you can still get a great new car in the process. Start at jackingram.com. Brant joins us next at 5:09.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed expressing concern as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise in the county while the number of available ICU hospital beds drops. Reed says the local health care system is at a critical point, having to divert acute patients to Birmingham because of an ICU bed shortage. There is a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in a Macon County cold case from 1998. Sylvia Dowdell, the mother of seven, was shot and killed, her body left under a bridge on County Road 22. After all these years, family members still fighting for justice. Contact the Macon County Sheriff's Office if you have any information that could help find her killer. The Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded $133,000 in grants today to 25 Central Alabama nonprofits that provide family, food, and medical services support. The money comes in handy as organizations help people affected by the pandemic. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Fox Tonight.
It's the Masked Singer Grand Finale.
Be there as Frog, Turtle, and Night Angel do battle one last time. May the best mask win.
The winner is...
Then, join football's Watt Brothers.
We are taking the game of tag to an ultimate level.
For the premiere of a new competition series.
Oh, my God!
Ultimate Tag. After the Masked Singer season finale.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessings.com. LaserCopyCS.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. No job is too big or too small for LaserCopy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out LaserCopy's website at LaserCopyInc.com and on Facebook. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, or call 358-3880.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a nice series of days. Tonight will be relatively cool and comfortable with the overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer. We'll be in the mid-80s for our high temperatures. Humidity still good. Can't rule out an isolated shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area tomorrow. We'll be near 90 Friday, low 90s Saturday, and low to mid-90s on Sunday. And each day, there'll be a few of those random pop-up afternoon and evening heat of the day thunderstorms around, but most towns will stay dry. Not much change for Memorial Day Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That was the short version of Skinner's Give Me 3 Days. That allows us to go straight to Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. Nice day in the market, and good to see some green.
Are we turning the corner? Because there was a poll out today. 63% of people say they're happier, less stressed now. Confidence is coming back. Of course, this is a disaster for the Democrats, but is Wall Street starting to mirror some of that that good feeling going around the country as it reopens?
Well, there's no question. I mean, let's face it. No, absolutely. I think the fact that we're, you know, that all 50 states are really in some form or another beginning to go back to work. Certainly others are far ahead of other states and so on and so forth. But I think the key thing is that we're moving in the right direction. The momentum is building, and there is excitement. There's excitement everywhere and on Wall Street. The only issue, and this is the one thing that when I talk to, you know, some of my colleagues in the industry around the country, some in the around the world, the greatest fear really is that we can't forget what really powered the huge economic surge under Trump to begin with. And that was the consumer. The U.S. consumer was in the best shape of their lives, you know, before this virus hit. They had a ton of discretionary spending power. They had job security, and they had all the things that you need. The ingredients were right for consumer spending to continue to charge on. If these people don't go back to work, that's the key. I mean, we've got to move them off of unemployment and get them back to work. Because if you can't do that in pretty quick fashion, that discretionary spending power just isn't there, and that's the one thing that everyone is going to be watching like a hawk. I mean, really. So certainly things like technology firms and a lot of these companies out there that have done a great job in terms of transforming their business models for an environment like the virus, they've gone a long way. But with unemployment at 27%, you got to move that needle back the other way very, very fast, and that's the real key to it. So,
here's the question I want to ask at this moment, so I don't forget it, and that is, you have talked about a recovery that will either be V or U shaped. Obviously, V is preferable because that means we bounce back at a rate similar to the way things ground to a halt. How is that looking to you as of today, or is it still something that's yet to be determined?
I think it's yet to be determined. My gut tells me that we're not going back to the 3-point-whatever-percent unemployment number, you know, that we where when we were at the lowest point. I think our best case scenario and some of the research we've done is that probably by the first quarter of next year, we can get unemployment down to about 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very realistic number. I think that would be a huge recovery in a very short period of time. The problem is, Greg, it's like, you know, I was just on the phone with a client a little while ago, and we were talking about some friends down at the beach area, a big restaurant that went under because they couldn't make their rent payments. The landlord kicked them out, and they have relocated now to Pensacola, a whole new market. And I think you're going to find situations like that all over this country where there's extreme dislocations that have taken place because of this virus. People who are not going to make it back to work. You're going to have situations where businesses, they don't see their revenues recover as quickly as they would like, and they just can't bring back the full boatload of employees they had. They may bring back 60 or 75, particularly in case in point with restaurants. You know, they're going to have limited capacity. So there's just, I don't see us reaching, you know, the pinnacle, you know, that we reached prior to this virus for quite some time. And so that's why I think you have to really pay attention to valuations in this market. And we, you know, you want to do that by looking at price to earnings, price to sales, you know, the debt load of companies in terms of total capitalization and debt to equity and all the various ratios we look at. Those valuations right now are unbelievably high. Okay, they really are. They're off the chart high. It's kind of scary, to be honest with you. But I think what's happening is we expect the denominator in terms of earnings and those valuations to kind of those ratios to improve as businesses come online. But here's the last point I want to make, and it may be the most important.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that we have witnessed $6 trillion. $6 trillion, and I know we all say it like it's no big deal, but that it's shocking. It's literally jaw-dropping, shocking. $6 trillion in fiscal and monetary stimulus, money out of thin air, in the last 9 weeks. And when you do that, you debase or devalue your currency so rapidly that assets have to reprice. And I think a lot of money is going into equities because it has nowhere else to go. I mean, it just doesn't. Cash is zero. Cash is actually a 2% annual decay. You know, your other alternative is do you want to buy a 10-year treasury bond, invest your money for 10 years and be guaranteed to earn, say, 0.7% per year? You know, it's that's not a good option. So asset allocation models have been turned on their head. Pension funds are going to really struggle with how do they model in an environment like this, and it's just pushing money into equities. And I think that's what happens when you have a crisis like this and this much money that's been created in such a short period of time.
So looking ahead to tomorrow, mild optimism, or will it be like Monday? We had that big day, and you said, well, you'll probably see a little bit of a sell-off. Don't expect tomorrow to be a repeat, and it wasn't. Right as you called it. Today we had a nice up day. Is this a momentum that we will see tomorrow, or is it just too early to tell?
You know, we had an investment committee meeting today, and we discussed that exact question, you know, that you're asking. You know, markets love momentum. They love to ride the train and that's running on the tracks. And I think we're really, really close to a technical breakout. If we get much more movement to the upside, we're going to start to break out of this short-term trading range we've been in for the last 5 weeks. And my gut tells me if that happens, you're going to see a ton of money come off the sidelines and we're going to zoom higher. If we don't do that and we start to roll back down, then you're going to see people start taking money off the table, and it'll be this will be the seventh time that it will not have been able to break out of this trading range.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We're right there. We're right there. And we'll see. Now, we're talking short-term trading, but my gut tells me that the fundamental backdrop is just too nasty for portfolio managers to ignore, and they're probably going to be really incentivized to harvest some of these gains from the last 5 weeks.
Yeah.
That's what I really sense. But look, I will tell you, 1 year from now, when you and I are doing this show,
yes,
I think we're going to be back to market highs.
And
I really do.
I totally agree and think that's absolutely within the realm of possibilities if we reelect the president and give him a Republican Congress to work with. He wants to do a tax cut, you know, a payroll tax cut. Congress wants to print more money and attach 5,000, you know, wish list items to it. And they don't understand why the Republican, finally, they're taking a cue from their leader and saying, you know what? We need to look at this. We're just not going to rush this through because things are crazy right now. Let's think this one out. I think that's the prudent.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, the solution to this, if you're going to provide stimulus and you're going to run deficits, it has to be targeted at businesses and it has to be targeted at workers.
Yeah.
We can't confuse all this socialist gobbledygook, you know, and we know the list. I don't want to go through it now, but you got to separate those two things. This isn't a time for politics. You got to hit this thing head on right where it counts the most, and that's at the epicenter where it's hurting the most. That's small businesses and the workers for those small businesses. If we can continue to support that for a little while longer until we get all come back on board, I think that, you know, we can come back a lot.
We're doing our part tonight. The Knights of the Roundtables at Baumhauer's reconvening for the first time in a couple of months tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That ought to be great.
One of these days down the road, we got to make you our special guest.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
In the meantime, you hear Brant talk in the afternoon. How does all of this, everything that goes on in Brant's universe ultimately affects all of us. It's all about money and what's happening with it. And on top of that, we've been going through a very fearful period, so it's great to see signs of confidence. And, you know, in the future, that poll on Fox today was amazing. 63% of people are now saying they're happier and feeling more relieved as we pull out of this. Basically, for political purposes, this thing is over. However, it's not going to, that doesn't mean the economy will snap back. In the meantime, what are you doing? Because I can tell you from the standpoint of experience, something will happen down the road. I don't know what it is, but when I look at my life and see at various points something's happened that's made everybody anxious, and the people that go through those times with less anxiety are those that have a nest egg to fall back on. And getting one started is as simple as calling 387-0094 and giving a real financial planning team a chance to look at how they can help you build that asset for yourself. If you're like me, I got tired of hearing about everybody else's assets. I want some assets, too. But you got to take actions to make that happen. They can help you. 387-0094 for Brant and the team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. We will talk tomorrow, my friend.
Yep, we sure will. And I look forward to it. You guys have a good rest of the day and enjoy your evening tonight.
Thanks, Brant. We are looking forward to that. Yeah, that's at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Of course, you can do takeout and everything else. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let me play this.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I find Kayleigh McEnany making mincemeat out of the media to be very electrifying, and we have just such a moment from today coming up at the end of this break.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Here's what we have going on I-65 northbound. Now, we had a report of a possible grass fire at exit 143. We had some police and fire units there on the scene at one point. We have a stalled vehicle in the right-hand lane as you get close to 143 as well. Traffic is very slow up 65 by 143. It improves once you get past that exit. Still a minor accident showing on the boards at Eastern Boulevard and Vaughn Road. We believe that one is out of the way. A moderate crash on Taylor Road at Park Crossing. We're showing they are still working that one, and we're still seeing a backup of traffic there. That's going to be south of Vaughn Road if you're headed out towards Troy Highway or inbound from Troy Highway. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. A lot of folks on the road this afternoon. Please be cautious out there and slow down. And remember, Premier Place Shopping Center is open for business. Shop GameStop, Sally Beauty, Cuts by Us, Professionals and Spa, and more. Premier Place Shopping Center, Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been clean, disinfected, and safe? Our Janneke yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janneke yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JanneKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janneke, the King of Clean.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. There he sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. She posts lots of selfies on her Instagram with a quote that's inspirational. Hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants, armed with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. 27 years old. Stop by leaving your past.
M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Not that this is a major story. She does this every day to the White House press. She's amazingly prepared and fearless with that group of mongrels that's out to destroy Trump's presidency. And, man, I don't know how he groomed her for this gig, but she has been a nightmare for the media. And today, she dished it to Chris Cuomo from CNN. Criticized the president for taking hydroxychloroquine, which he himself did, among others. So this story is entitled McEnany School CNN Journalist Defending Cheat by Mail.
But the president himself has voted just 2 months ago by a mail-in ballot. There are several Republican states that are also doing these mail-in applications for ballots. And so I'm confused. What is it that he thinks is illegal that's happening in Michigan? He doesn't really specify.
So first, with regard to the president doing a mail-in vote, the president is, after all, the president, which means he's here in Washington. He's unable to cast his vote down in Florida, his state of residence. So for him, that's why he had to do a mail-in vote. But he supports mail-in voting for a reason. When you have a reason that you are unable to be present, there's right now, we're very far from November 3rd. I'm glad that you have the prediction tool and you can tell us what will be happening on November 3rd, 2020. I certainly don't, nor does the president.
Primary is coming up, and that's like what's happening in Nevada.
I assume you care about fairness and accuracy in our elections, do you not?
Of course I do. So there's evidence that there is widespread voter fraud.
You can go look this up on ProPublica. There was a bipartisan consensus on the fact that mass mail-in voting can lead to fraud. There was a 2005 commission by none other than President Carter, who's not a member of the Republican Party, and also James Baker about this, concluding that these ballots, quote, remain the largest source of potential voter fraud. So this is a concern. The president's right to look at this. We want a free and fair election, and that's his concern.
I mean, she's just there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like she stumbles or has the thing. It's almost as if she's got an intuition for the question that's coming and has an answer ready to go. The deal, and I mentioned this a few minutes ago, and I don't want to be too redundant, but with the mail-in ballots, as it works in California, they count those up to 10 days after an election is over. And just by coincidence, maybe Democrats are just don't prioritize the same out there. I don't know. But there were five or six seats that had been won by Republicans. But, oh, my goodness, 10 days later, they were all Democratic seats. Because they can go door to door and harvest these ballots. They got to get this in. We'll take care of it for you. You know, absentee ballot, which is the term I've always understood it to be, if there's a hard and fast qualifier to that, like it's got to be postmarked by election day.
Right.
Then you can't count the results and say, oh, we need 10,000 more and go find them like they do in Broward County and Palm Beach County, Florida. Two of the most corrupt. Oh, my God. We had I used to rag her on the air almost every day. And I wasn't even doing a talk show. It was in the news. The election super, her name was Miriam Oliphant. And my boss let me play that sound effect every time I mentioned her name. Old Miriam. Every day it was another thing with this woman. And when she wasn't involved in shady dealings, she was spending taxpayer monies for $5,000 desks and all kinds of crap. And the person that's in that position now is no better. I don't know how it is. but the level of self-sabotage in South Florida is huge, incredible. So, Katie, you get it, and Mr. Electric is there for you for installation service, whatever you need. Go with Master Certified Electricians every time. Mr. Electric at 245-1566, or learn more about all their services, upfront pricing, on time at your convenience appointments. Great work. We've used them a bunch of times, and we'll use them a bunch more at MrElectric.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a problem on I-65 northbound, a disabled vehicle off on the right-hand side of the road. Please use caution as you approach the Millbrook exit. Watch out for those folks. Elsewhere around the city, we've just got a lot of traffic on the road. Most congested spots, Atlanta Highway outbound, Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan. The Boulevard, very heavy traffic all around the city. Buckle up, drive carefully, and please slow down and be safe out there this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars, all at tremendous savings. Get the deal that works best for you at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chait.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The legal eagle has landed. We'll join him in 2 minutes.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with Lightstream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a nice series of days. Tonight will be relatively cool and comfortable with the overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer. We'll be in the mid-80s for our high temperatures. Humidity still good. Can't rule out an isolated shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area tomorrow. We'll be near 90 Friday, low 90s Saturday, and low to mid-90s on Sunday. And each day, there'll be a few of those random pop-up afternoon and evening heat of the day thunderstorms around, but most towns will stay dry. Not much change for Memorial Day Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On May 20th, 1992, the world welcomed little baby Game of Thrones star Jack Gleeson.
Congratulations, Mom. It's the little King Joffrey. You and your brother must be very proud.
Jack Gleeson, a star is born.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Joining us now, Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
Greta, how are you today?
I was looking at Twitter watching old videotape of Mika Brzezinski, Gesundheit, stroking Donald Trump's hair. That's been turning up everywhere today, that old clip.
Back in the day, it's amazing how, he becomes president and suddenly they're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, let me, I've done election law and I've been a ballot security person and so forth. Let me explain to people what is the big deal about this ballot harvesting and all these absentee ballots being mailed out. All right, you got to, and you were just talking about California. When a regular absentee ballot is sent out, like if you're going to be out of town or whatever, who fills that ballot out, Greg? You do, right?
Right.
In the privacy of your own home.
Correct.
Right? And in states like California, and most states prohibit it, that allow ballot harvesting, party officials can go knock on your door and say, hey, you got mailed this ballot. Are you going to fill it out? And, oh, you need a little help? We can, maybe help you out. They're not supposed to tell you or coerce you how to fill out a ballot. When you go to a voting booth here, you cannot have anyone enter that voting booth with you unless you specifically request it, usually an elderly person who needs help getting there and getting their ballot in place and writing, okay? That's the way it happens. And when you allow ballot harvesters to go to your house, it's coercive. And they can... And both Republicans and Democrats can do this.
I mentioned that in California, that's how they flipped five seats in 2018.
That's exactly what they did. They ballot harvested. They went to people's homes. And I can probably tell you the majority of those people did not even fill their own ballots out. They're filled out by the ballot harvesters who get paid. They get paid per ballot that they're able to pick up, right? And there's just absolutely no security in any of that. You know, there's no chain of custody for how that ballot is filled out, where it goes between the time it's turned in and the time it's sent out. And that is the real problem. And that's why most states make it illegal to ballot harvest, right? And that's what the Democrats would love, to be able to have all ballots mailed out so that they can then go and ballot harvest. And don't tell me there's not fraud involved in it, because I've seen it. And there's been lawsuits about it, and there's been cases that's won about it. I was involved in one. I won't say what county it is. It's not around here. It's up in the northern states, where these ballots were all, absentee ballots were all sent out to a nursing home. And there was a woman in the Democratic Party who intercepted all those ballots, filled them out, and signed them herself,
mm-hmm.
right? And that ended up being a lawsuit. And when the Attorney General's office sent the investigator to go over there, he falsely accused the investigator of assaulting her. I mean, he was acquitted. So, and there's absolute fraud involved there. And the interesting thing about that particular case that I was involved in is that it was not Democrat versus Republican. It was a primary where two black Democrats were competing against each other, and they were one of them was trying to steal the election by falsifying the ballots of people in nursing homes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anybody out there says, oh, there's no fraud, there's no widespread fraud. Well, you heard Kayleigh McEnery, cite the two major studies that have been done, including the one that Carter was involved in.
That's right.
Right?
Not a member of the Republican Party, as you pointed out.
They keep repeating that there's no fraud. They say that every time, and they're absolutely wrong. There are tons of reported cases on voter fraud through this very method. There are many of them, and people have gone to jail for it, right? It's kind of like Adam Schiff goes out there and says, there's collusion. See, I told you there was collusion. We all know that's BS, but they just repeat it because they know enough people will believe it. But I can tell you right now, as a personal witness who's been involved in these cases, it happened, And it doesn't just happen between Democrat and Republican. But I tell you where I see it the most, I see it in Democrats running against Democrats in primaries. Not running against Republicans, but running against Democrats. And the reason you don't see it as often with Democrat and Republican is because there are poll watchers, and people can watch that kind of stuff. And this type of ballot harvesting stuff is just a way for them to, to do what they want to do outside the purview of people who are watching them. I can't catch a ballot harvester if he goes to 100 houses, takes their ballots, fills them out himself, and just gets them to sign. And you have a lot of ignorant people. And I'm not saying that to be insulting to them. I'm saying they're just not educated. And they don't really know what they're doing. They don't know who's on the ballot or even what the race is about.
Well, the whole thing can be first of all, you should have a reason to need an absentee ballot.
Absolutely.
B, if you can't get it in by Election Day or with an Election Day postmark, it shouldn't count.
Yeah, you know, and they actually, in that that coronavirus bill that the Democrats had just tried to put in, they wanted to eliminate the need for photo ID for absentee ballots. That's part of the deal there. You know, why would they not want photo IDs, Greg? I mean, I can't imagine.
Paulie must be telling them they're in trouble.
Look, there's been a number of lawsuits where the Democrats have lost challenging voter ID bills. Like in the state of Georgia, after voter ID was implemented, more Democrats and more minorities voted than in history. When Stacey Abrams lost her race against Governor Kemp, more Democrats and more minorities voted in the history of the state. This is also true in Alabama.
And she lost by the narrow margin of 55,000 votes.
55,000 votes. But they wanted to say it was voter ID. It wasn't, but voter ID does not suppress. More people vote after they get voter ID because they get registered.
That's like saying requiring an ID to cash a check is suppressing your money.
Right. The same thing happened in Alabama. We implemented voter ID. They all said it's going to be a nightmare. You're suppressing minorities from voting. We have record minority turnout in votes. And I'm not just talking about in Obama's race either, right?
Well, let's not confuse anybody with the facts.
Anyway, yeah, well, I tell you. Yeah, you can show up and have to show an ID to use your debit card. Or, even to make a deposit of cash in the bank now, you have to have your ID to make that deposit.
Yeah, absolutely. They won't let you deposit unless you do that.
Won't let you deposit. And they won't let somebody else deposit cash for you.
That's right. I tried to put some money in my daughter's account a while back, and they wouldn't let me put currency of the realm in there with a deposit slip for her account.
Right. So what's more important, because they don't want money laundering, what's more important, the ability to deposit the cash in the account, what is the more fundamental right, or the fundamental right to vote, all right? So all I can say is voter ID is essential to keep your vote from being diluted by people who shouldn't be voting.
That's my rant. It's a good one. Good one.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks. I feel a lot smarter now because I pretty much kind of said that, part of that, a while back, earlier this hour. We're going to Baumhauer's.
Yeah.
Somebody light a fire under my ass while I'm over there, please. I'd appreciate it. We got a great business if part of your weekend. My mom used to do this whenever there was holidays. That's when she did her big projects. That's when she would paint a room, get everybody out of the house, go do something, and that's what she would do.
Let me do my thing.
So if you're that type of person, you're not a freak, you're like my mom. John Lee Paints is the perfect place for the person that likes to do their own painting because their products, this is where the professionals go, for products they know will deliver a reliably great result, like Richard's Paint for interiors. My best description of it is when it dries, the finish is so rich, it looks like you could poke your finger into it. It has depth. It's really good, and you don't have to put two coats on of it to cover. Part of, though, getting a coat to cover properly is to make sure you're putting the paint on with the right type of roller. And I don't know, do I need a real fuzzy one? Do I need one with not so much fuzz on it? I don't know this stuff, but they do it, John Lee Paint. So you ask, and they'll try to determine the type of surface you're doing and give you the roller that will give you the best result with the paint you're buying. Or any other questions or tools you might need to finish your project, a recommendation for exterior painting, get John Lee Solar Proof. It's formulated to withstand the elements of Alabama so that things like mildew don't develop. So when there's a little dirt on it, you just hose it off. But if you've got mildew in there, you're looking at a big project with scrapers and sanders and all kinds of stuff to make that go away. So it's almost like painting an insurance policy on the exterior of your home. John Lee Paints for 4+ decades at 34 Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute.
Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, let's go to the accident tote board and see where we're at.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident on the Eastern Boulevard. This is going to be at Vaughn Road and East Boulevard. Now, we had one there earlier. This is a new one. There's an injury involved. Watch out for emergency vehicles, ambulance that are headed to the scene there working that accident. Be cautious out there. We still have a lot of cars on the road this afternoon. A lot of congestion all over town. Most congested right now, East-South Boulevard at Troy Highway and also Norman Bridge Road out to the East Boulevard, and then over to 331 out of town. A lot of people take that little right and left every afternoon to take it to the house. Be cautious out there. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you, and be safe.
Tomorrow on Fox, two new shows, one fantastic night. First, join the biggest stars in their homes watching the best parts of your favorite shows. An all-new celebrity watch party. Then, Fox gives birth to a new kind of dating show because she's not just looking for love.
I want to have a baby this year.
She's looking to start a family.
Help me.
The premiere of Labor of Love. It's an all-new night. Tomorrow, only on Fox.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Could your car use a spring cleaning? Now's the time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new, like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. Save big on your spring cleaning car products today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, for the first time in like 2.5 months, we're heading over to Baumhauer's on the Boulevard for the gathering of the Knights at the Round Tables. We've already had pictures. Some folks are there. If not, join us there. Stop by Bob's or go online to Baumhauer's.com and order something nice for the family and pick it up. And by the way, don't forget the Victory Grocery is open. And their seafood market, get your orders in on that by Friday. So it'll be available for pickup. Fresh seafood, great prices, all bon secours, and much of it right out of the waters of Bayou LaBatre. David and Rusty are coming in, so I'm just going to kill a little music here while we wait for them, and we hopefully will see you over at the Boulevard. Thanks for punching us up this afternoon.
B.B. Bumble and the Stingers, Mop the Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, a Twang and Eddie, Hisman, Ringwood, going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poco passion, deeper purple satisfaction, baby, baby, got it, give me, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie, Cora, Richie, Valens, end of story, Maya, Vista, Fujiyama, Kamasutra, Rama, Lama, Richard, Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous, Archers, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats is back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock.
Tabulation, Carly Simon, the A-holder, Rolling Stone, and Senna Folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Kessler, now I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, Apollo, Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris, Day, and Jack the Ripper, got it, Ghost, Sagata, Sweater, Leah, Russell, give me Sheldon, Miracles, and Smokey, Bliss, Sly, Guitars, the Fender, Bass, and Mushroom, Omelette, Bonnie, Bramlett, Wilson, Pickett, Stop, and Kick It.
Life is a rock.